at it some other time, I guess. All right, again, this is Wednesday evening, 3:22:23. The title is One, the One True God. Mark 12, verse 29. And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There's none other commandment greater than these." All right, I want to talk tonight about the names of God. And we're going to just look at one tonight. The first one I want to look at is Alpha. Turn over to Genesis. Verse 1 and 2 there. One. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." So, beginning means Alpha. One of the names of God. He's the beginning. We're not going to look at the end today, but he's the beginning and the end. So Alpha and Omega. All right. Got a lot of scriptures. John chapter 1. Verse 1 and 2. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. In the beginning, Alpha was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." Uh-huh. Turn to Revelation 22. Verse 13. "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." All right. We're going to look at a few scriptures and then we'll get into a little more. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus says to John, "I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." All right, verse 11. "Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in a book and send it to the seven churches." Okay. Alpha, the beginning and the first. The first. All right, John 8. Verse 58. "Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." We read John 1, but I didn't read verse 3. "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." So he's the Almighty. He's the creator of all things. He did all things. He's the beginning, and he is the end of all things. All right. To say that he is Allah, or Buddha, or any other, as far as I'm concerned, false god to me is very demoralizing. It's blasphemy. Yet we hear Christians, even spirit-filled Christians, "Oh, you know, Jesus was a Buddhist. He went and traveled all throughout all the, did books you found, but I don't want to read them because I don't believe that. I don't believe Buddha was anything but a man. Thing about it, with Buddha and Allah, both, there was no risen Savior. There's no son that died and brought salvation. As far as I know, most of what they do is a bunch of rituals and rules and diet and all that, kind of like under the old covenant. All right. 2 Timothy. I really wanted this recorded because there's some people that would be listening to it that don't know these things that hear this garbage that I want them to hear. Maybe I'll just have to sit down one day and just do the teaching, just me, again, in my office or something. That way we can put it on there when we get everything situated. All right, this is 2 Timothy 2:15. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. As far as I'm concerned, these people are just doing exactly the devil's agenda. Satan comes to steal the word, right? Jesus warned us about this. Okay, let's keep going here. Matthew 15. Verse 9. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Commandments of men. Until all of this started, I guess until Pandora's box was opened by Obama, we never heard anything like this. And then it started coming out just like somebody was just flushing the toilet every so often. It was just coming out of every sector. All this garbage. Doctrines of men. All right. Mark 7, verse 7. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such things ye do. In other words, just works, just external works. They don't know God. Okay, now go to Colossians. This is Colossians 2:22. Which are all to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. It talks about touch not, taste not, handle not. I'm not sure what all the kind of ordinances they do. It says, wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, wise though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances, touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. If you noticed, all these religions, Hinduism, all of them, it's all about external things. There's nothing in here because that's a false god. I don't know how many Christians even know that. All right, 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You can't tell me the devil's not behind that. Most definitely. All right, one more. Hebrews 13. Where's my, there it is. 13, 13:9. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Yeah. In other words, the external worship, the things you do, you sacrifice, all these things. Because I know in all of these different ones, they're real strict on certain kinds of things that they do, what they eat, their altars, their stuff, and they do. It's all external. God could not be associated with them. He is the internal God, eternal and internal. When Jesus came, everything moved inside, all of it. Speaking of these two false religions, they do nothing for the inner man. It's all external. It's just rules and regulations and things that they have to do. This ought to give us a clue where the origin comes from. All right. Let's go back to Matthew. I told you I had a lot of scripture. Matthew 22. I've been disturbed because I've heard all of this garbage coming even from Christians, and some saying they have a close walk with the Lord and they pray in the Spirit. I'm going, so well, then why all this weirdness? The Holy Spirit leads and guides you into all truth. The Holy Spirit ought to be going, no, on the inside. They ought to sense something's wrong. Why we have to be so careful? You know, the Lord's had us on the leaven thing for a while now. Well, that's what leaven does. A little bit gets in there and it starts leavening the whole lump. Before you know it, they're believing all this garbage. All right, Matthew 22:37. Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is likened to it, thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself." I read that already. Anyway, it's good to see it again. The first and second commandment. Actually, under the first commandments, the second was about not worshiping any other god. You know. All right, we have a risen Savior. This is what sets that those that believe in him apart from those that just do rules and regulations, just ritual worship. It says, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." There's no other religion that I know of that makes that promise. That one, God sent his own Son so that no man would ever have to die or go to hell. He'd have eternal life. Forgiveness of sin. Is there any other religion that does that? No. Probably if you do something wrong, you have to do penance. In other words, you've got to do some kind of fleshly something to appease that God. All right, there's many false religions out there, and Jesus said this about this. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If that's so, why aren't the Muslims worshiping Jesus? Why aren't the Hindus worshiping Jesus? If that is true, if that's the only way is through Jesus, then why aren't they? How could someone say, like someone we know, we listen to, that's wife is Muslim? So he says, it's just all the same God, but I choose Jesus Christ. Well, it's not about who you choose. You don't get the choice. God chose. He chose his Son. I just want to say, this man came out of a cult. He didn't know anything. He was lied to. Called the Plymouth Brethren, I think was the name of it. He's a Brit. And he said, I was lied to my whole life. But he's still a Christian. He loves Jesus. But he has adopted this all-conclusive. All the gods are the same. They're all the same God. No, they're not. There's a big difference. And I hope through what I'm bringing tonight that y'all see that, which I already know that. All right. So why would there be any other be need for another? Why would Christians be saying that Jesus was a Buddhist? They would say that because they are not following after the truth. He's not just the way, he's the truth. And he's the life. So the way they're following is not the truth, and it's not life. It'll end in death, eternal death. Yeah. I'm saying to you, no matter what bull you might hear, make sure that it lines up with the scripture. Jesus is the way, but these other religions have other gods, false gods. The only God that Jesus acknowledged was his Father and the Holy Spirit, the triune God. You don't hear anything about that, do you? I was looking into the Hindu religion. They have got hundreds of gods. And some part of them worship this god and part of them worship that god and all this kind of, I'm thinking, my gosh, that's the biggest mess. Yeah, it is a big mess. In Genesis, where I read already, we see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's go back. All in operation. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, Jesus is the Word. Let there be light, and there was light. So Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Here's something else that needs addressing. Genesis 1 says, in the beginning. That is Alpha. We hear people saying all kinds of things about how old the earth is, etc. Let's set it to rest and just focus that it began with the beginning. He said, this is the beginning. Genesis 1 is the beginning. Oh, no. We've been here millions and millions and millions of years. They talk about the pre-Adamic world. I don't discount that there might have been. But I know that this earth, it began when Alpha took over and did what he did. He did it. Nobody else did. No other God. Okay, Satan has been trying for 6,000 years to twist the narrative of his thinking and replace the Word of God with it. That is his whole agenda. He hates Jesus. He got kicked out of heaven. He hates Jesus. He hates God, and he hates his seed, the seed of Abraham. He hates them, hates us. So he's got one agenda, steal, kill, destroy. Steal the word. Okay, Mark 4. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. This is what I believe that's going on right now. Satan is trying to steal the word of God out of God's people. Discourage them. Oh, nothing's real, nothing's true. Just something else for them to worry about, right? Oh, the Bible's not complete. Well, I'm telling you, if it's enough to get you born again and have eternal life, that's enough for me. All right. Revelation 12:12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Yeah, very short time to do what he's got to do. I'll have you flipping everywhere tonight. Matthew, back to Matthew 24:22. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Ten Commandments, he gave it to a bunch that had lived in Egypt, and the Egyptians used sorcery and witchcraft. Pharaoh had magicians, you know, Jannes and Jambres. All right. Today we hear some influencers, those that really do influence people. People hang on every word they say, talking about magic, that there's good magic and bad magic. That, you know, we've been told wrong. I don't think so. Anyway, all right. God didn't think it was okay when he brought his people out of Egypt. He didn't like it then. He doesn't like it now. God does not use tarot cards and magic tricks. I mean, just think about Moses and the serpent with the rod. His rod became a serpent, and it sucked up the other serpents. All the plagues, every one of the plagues, lice, well, here, I named some of them. Frogs, flies, disease, boils, hail, locusts. What happened? They could imitate, but they couldn't get rid of. What got rid of them? Moses' rod represented the word. That's not trickery. But what they did was. Okay. Some more scriptures. 2 Timothy. Three, 8 and 9. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so did these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was. Satan uses trickery. All right, go back now to Matthew chapter 2, verse 15. And was there, talk about Joseph and Mary, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. You know, coming out of these mindsets and the leaven of the Pharisees and all of this stuff of the world is coming out of Egypt. That's what this process is. You know, I was thinking about it. We hear about ascension, ascension, ascension. Oh, if the sun is white to you, you're ascending. Well, I went out there yesterday. That sun was so bright and so white, I couldn't even hardly stand to look at it. It's definitely changed. Say, well, Lord, you know, they came too late to tell me I've ascended. I'm seated with you in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You can't get any higher than that, can you? I'm going, you people are so silly. You are the silliest, goofiest bunch that I have ever seen in my life. If you just read your Bible. Oh, but it's no good. It's no good. It's, you know, it's not complete. That's what I've heard that. Heard people giving advice to people and helping people that's read the Bible once in their whole life. And they're an expert about everything. And their wife even knows more than them. And everything is, she said, she said, she said, she said. I thought, oh, Lord, help us. And these are people that are influencing lots of people. They have even inside sources, intel. But a lot of that goofiness is coming from an intel source. A military intel source that's bought into all this garbage. Oh, it just makes me so, I just can't hardly stand it. Revelation 13. It's the beast. It's the beast, and it's the beast system. What has the beast done to us? He's tricked us. He's used his magic on us. I remember as a little kid standing outside for hours to get the polio little sugar cube with the stuff in it. More than once. It was trickery. All of it was trickery. They've been doing this a long time. before we ever came on the scene. All right, Revelation 13. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb. He spake as a dragon. Really? Think about it. The Vatican. They always were just so holy. The church. They're demons. This is the false prophet. Did they ever do that for somebody believing Jesus? No. Were you, well, we can't, you know, was it they ate fish on Friday or didn't eat fish on Friday? I remember at school, they changed all the cafeteria to fit the Catholics. That's the kind of sway that this Antichrist system had, even back then. I had a little friend, she was Catholic. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of them and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles. They're not miracles. They're magic tricks. CGI. Oh my God. There's alien ships everywhere. It's magic. People that aren't informed are going to believe anything. And he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Well, that image has brainwashed everybody. You know why they called it Mockingbird? Kind of like the movie The Hunger Games with the Mockingjay. They're going, look at those dumb sheep. All right. The magicians, Jannies and Jambres, duplicated the frogs, the flies, the disease, the bulls, the hail, the locusts, but they could not get rid of them. How were they gotten rid of? The rod of the Word of God through Moses. You want to read that, that's chapters 8 through 12 of Genesis. What an insult to our God whose name is Alpha to be reduced to magician's tricks. Now I've read this to you many times in Galatians 5, 16 through 21. One of the works of the flesh is witchcraft. In the Strong's, witchcraft is pharmakia, medication. 5331, 5332 is pharmacy. Literally or figuratively, magic and sorcery. Like the witch's brew, those concoctions. I remember watching our father walk down our walkway. He was so medicated and so drugged up, he couldn't even hardly walk. He'd go to the VA and they just pile it on. One question here. If they are all the same God, then why would God lay down the Great Commission to go into every nation and bring the gospel to every creature? Because every culture has their, most of them have their own false God. Why, if they're all the same God, why would we go into the other nations? Because they're not the same. A couple more scriptures and we'll be done. 1 Timothy 4. Verse 1, Paul's warning. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Right now, all you hear from, I'd say 99.9% of the Christians that I hear, it's all about, well, you know, our food's bad, and we just need to get, we need to eat better food, we need to do all that. It's all about the external. This Christian walk is not about the external. But it's all getting us into all of the stuff that Big Pharma's pushed on us too. All of it. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. Even Brother Hagin said, if you need to eat a skunk, just pray over it and eat it. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. I heard somebody today talking about how they've been liquefying dead people and putting it in everything. Well, that's solid green. So that makes all of us cannibals. I said, Lord, you said not to give a thought about what we ate or drank. So we just pray over whatever. What can we do about it? Whether it's true or not true. All right, 2 Peter 2. But there were false prophets, verse 1, also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Wow, does that fit today? Up is down, down is up, light is dark, dark is light, good is bad, bad is good. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. I mean, some of these people that say they're spirit-filled Christians, you'll see them, they'll say the F word, or they'll say, and I'm going, how can you do that? The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh and the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not writing accusation against them before the Lord. But these as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. By the way, Mars is in Canada. Yeah. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to write in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, who have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than that after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed her wallowing in the mire. And I'll end with this. back when I first started researching about stuff many years back, there was a man, it was a whole council of men, Christian men, was judging this man's dream. And in the dream, this man was talking about he had all these alien ships were in the sky, and people were coming out of their houses, and it was these machine things would come out of it and was interacting with the people. But then the machine started to turn on the people and kill the people and hurt the people. And he said, I remember standing there and I had two Bibles in my hand. They look identical. But one was the real one, one was not. And he also said, I knew that it couldn't be the coming of the Lord because he had a real problem with pain maintenance for some reason. And so his pain wasn't there. He said, I know you said when we see you, we shall be like you. That I would not have this pain. And he said, I ran in the house, but it was too late. My family, I lost my whole family. And they were judging this dream. Well, I believe that the Lord was showing him and warning him about this deception. And this is before I knew a lot of the stuff that I know now. You know, and I see it. That's exactly what happened. And is happening right now to people. You know, I know there's some of them that are very dogmatic, that they just stick with their church doctrine. Well, I think that's better, really, than this other. I mean, none of it's helpful. It might have helped them to get what they need as far as faith and all that kind of stuff. But this other, to me, that's an alternate. That's an alternate. Everything that's, you know, Brother Hagin had the book he wrote, you know, Substituting Brass for Gold, Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits. Following God's plan, quit substituting brass for gold, quit trying to just do things. And I feel like that's what's happened. And I said, Lord, it concerns me about the church because there's going to be a lot of people. They've been deceived. They just swung from one side to the other, and they're in the ditch. But they would no more listen to somebody. They're too, especially those that are in the reaching all these people and talking to all these people, I don't think they would listen. That's why I pray for them and say, Lord, get their attention. Knock them off their donkey if you have to and show them, you've taken a wrong turn here. Get back in line with the scriptures and what, like Paul told Timothy, stick with the scriptures that you learned from your mom and your grandmom and me. And don't turn aside. Because that's that deception that is so strong that if you don't stay in the Word, it could turn you too.